Among the issues to be examined by a congressional committee or independent commission, the case of Ken Williams. He's the FBI agent from Phoenix who wrote a memo last July about Middle Eastern men in flight schools. And he is meeting this evening with senators behind closed doors. So is FBI Director Mueller, who will be explaining why that memo did not get to top FBI officials, the White House, or Congress. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
If the FBI had to do it all over again, a law enforcement official says, it would have disseminated that Phoenix memo far and wide. But it didn't, so now all the FBI can do is limit the damage to the Bureau. Dale Watson, the assistant director for counterterrorism, tried to do that today in a speech before businessmen.
Even if the Phoenix memo had been moved all the way forward, even if people had taken up the chain and looked at that, there was no information in that Phoenix memo that would connect back to the 19 hijackers on 9/11.
Because, he says, none of the hijackers was listed on the memo. Watson says the Phoenix agent, Kenneth Williams, was acting on a suspicion. Williams had noticed a number of Middle Eastern men taking flying lessons and wanted to see if that was a pattern across the United States. That suspicion turned out to be spot on, but it remained in the bowels of the FBI, viewed only by mid-level agents. It never reached Watson or even his deputy, though he says FBI agents may have given it to mid-level CIA analysts.
Should have this been had more attention, should have made it up the chain, probably in hindsight, particularly very crystal clear after 9/11. But at that point, a professional decision was made by those individuals that this was a long-term project to take a look at.
That reasoning isn't very persuasive to Jonathan Weiner, who served as a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State looking at terrorism issues in the 1990s.
How long would it have taken to have found the name of other flight schools in the United States and had the local FBI agents called those flight schools and said, have you had any people with these characteristics attend the school in the last 6 months or a year? That could have taken 2, 3, 4, 5 days. It's just a matter of what your priorities are.
If the FBI had done that, he and others say, the Bureau probably would have run across several of the hijackers, since a half dozen of them had received pilot training in the United States. William Wexler says it's not clear that would have caught the hijackers before September 11th, but Wexler, who served on the National Security Council on terrorism issues in the late 1990s, says that kind of information would have attracted attention. He says if the memo had been shared among the intelligence agencies, like the CIA or the National Security Agency, they would have put pressure on the FBI to follow through on the memo. Wexler says he's not surprised that didn't happen because the flow of information has always been one way.
Everyone who needs to sees the appropriate intelligence information. Everyone who needs to sees the appropriate information from the diplomatic community.
But, he says, the FBI rarely shares information. He says that's in part because the FBI wants to keep its evidence out of other people's hands to make it easier to present in court. In addition, Larry Johnson, a former counterterrorism expert at the State Department and the CIA, says the FBI tends to set aside information unless it can be used immediately. He says that's what happened with the Phoenix memo.
If you're a supervising agent, you're looking at this information and say, okay, can I get an indictment on this? Probably not. You can't go to a grand jury and get them to indict people for taking training. And do you have any evidence that they're going to carry out a terrorist attack? Well, no. And so they're always looking at it from the perspective of, can I get an indictment, or do we have a case in place now that will require me to go into court, present this evidence, and defend it in front of a judge and jury?
This morning, FBI Assistant Director Dale Watson said it would be very difficult to make the shift from investigation to prevention, even if it means sacrificing a case to thwart a future event. But he says that 9/11 gave information sharing a huge boost. Larry Johnson says there are mixed reports about the FBI's change of heart.
I was told by a friend of mine who's in the administration for the first 3 months after 9/11, the cooperation was there. I asked him in February, how's it going? And he said, it's September 10th.
Assistant Director Watson says he has asked agents around the country to come forward with potential smoking guns like the Phoenix memo, adding that he hopes that nothing more will turn up. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.